Mena, desde Málaga para el mundo.
Poeta urbano.
Miro al cielo y veo que una estrella cae. Aún hay tiempo para un último baile. Deja al lado la timidez si no es muy tarde. Y acabemos paseando junto al mar. ¿Te sientes bien?
Dobar den, dragi slušatelji. Vi slušate Radio Puls. Добре дојдовте во денешната емисија. Денес, нашата волонтерка Кристина од Италија ќе зборува за потеклото на пицата. А нашиот волонтер Емир од Турција ќе говори за сличните зборови помеѓу Македонија и Турција.
Everyone know pizza, it's the most famous Italian dish. Actually, it's a symbol of the country. The white base of pizza and the color of mozzarella, red tomato sauce and the basil on top, indeed, reminds the colors of the Italian flag. The ingredients to make pizza are very simple, but the history about it, it's not as simple. According to popular tradition, the Margherita pizza is born in 1889 by the hand of a skilled chef, Raffaele Esposito. He wanted to create a plate for the visit to Naples of Queen Margherita of Savoy, wife of King Umberto. The chef tried to reassemble the colors of Italy in a simple dish, red, tomato, white, mozzarella and green basil, and after he named it Pizza Margherita, just in honor of the Queen. Description of such a pizza recipe, however, can be traced back to at least 1866 in Francesco de Bacher's book Customs and Traditions of Naples, where he described the most popular pizza toppings of the time, which included one with tomato and basil, often topped with slices of mozzarella. Whatever the real origins of the pizza recipe are, all we know for sure is that Raffaele Esposito's version for Queen Margherita was the one that made pizza popular. Since then, it has grown into one of the most famous symbols of Italian food culture in the world. Thanks for your attention.
Solo por curiosidad te tengo que preguntar, se lo deja o te lo vas a llevar. No ves que lo tengo que usar contigo y con otras más. Prometí no volverlo a maltratar. Oh no. Perdona, pero tengo mis motivos. No, no, no. En el juego del amor mucho he perdido.
Сега го најавувам нашиот волонтер Емир да продолжи. Повели Емир.
Turkish and Macedonian belong to two different language families. Turkish or Altai, Macedonian is a member of the Indo-European Slavic language group. Despite this difference, there are many common words in the context of language relation. Words are one of the basic elements of languages. It's the possibility of evaluate the relations between language throughout world. It is possible to evaluate the relation between language throughout world partnership in many ways. This situation, which can be examined in terms of non-linguistic relation as well as interlinguistic relation, contributes to gaining an idea about the relation of language speakers in history and also creates an important infrastructure for same future plans. Turkish and Macedonian, which have historical, a common geography, politics, culture and sociological relationships, have a large members of common worlds that have entered their dictionaries today. A third individual.
Hombres hay de sobra, porque no te buscas quien te ama y te enamoras. Yo no lo di, yo no lo di, yo lo presté. Lo más grande que tenía y no lo quieres devolver. Yo no lo di, yo no lo di, yo lo presté.
studies on the subjects are not yet a scientific level in approaches, but forward with various intelligence provides. And this forever, Turkish and Macedonian are excitement in terms of their structure and meaning future. Turkish and Macedonian are excitement than president of the attention of the language resurgence. On the other hand, the relations of non-linguistic develops geography, politics, culture and sociology, non-intro language, phonetics, morphology, semantics, relation in different language families as we tire to be leveled. Thank you for attention.
RD Urban's music. RD Urban's music.
Me besé a tu novia, mala mía. Me pasé de trago, mala mía. Me cagué en el party, mala mía. Siempre sigo así, todos ustedes lo sabían. Así es mi vida. Es solo mía, no importa lo que digas, el mundo me...